I'm glad we got opportunity to play him before Mike officially announces his comeback. I mean, it's just like riding a bike. I mean, you never forget, and he's going to come back and still be the man. There's no doubt.
We're putting the band back together.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
You love something for so long. I mean, when you try to walk away from it, I think at the time that I walked away from that, I probably needed it, you know, mentally more so than anything. But I really, truly missed the game.
MZ Now, online at mznow.tv.
So you just talking this thing and they can hear you?
Well, yeah.
It's the power of modern technology.
Wow.
Yeah, hello.
We're back.
What's up? Chrissy Henderson.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
Oh, man.
It's so good to have you back, boo.
Chris Sapphire.
Hi, everyone.
Roland Rangel.
Hey, that's me.
Hi, guys. Yeah. And Bobby Hickey.
Beautiful Bobby.
Yeah.
Beautiful
Bobby's
Bobby.
World.
Oh, I haven't heard
Roland
that many
Rangel?
Times.
That sounds like a hair product.
What are you using?
Oh, to make your hair grow.
The worst kind ever.
Yeah.
It didn't work so well.
still in experimental phase.
Welcome to the new set, guys.
I cannot believe it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What a come up
two
from
years.
Our last set.
Yeah. I know, 2 years. 2 years it's been. I can't believe it.
Time flies.
We have this huge backdrop behind us.
Fancy.
It's like a billboard right behind us.
I'm glad we took a break because look what we came back to.
I know.
Clearly there's no lack of confidence here.
It took a lot of time to build this. It took 2 years to build the set. So that's why we had to take 2 years off.
Well, we started to hand draw it and realized that was not the way to go.
Yeah. Right. Well, Roland did the original sketch of the stick figures. And it worked.
That's a great photo.
It started off.
It is. No, it looks really good except
Everybody looks great.
Except I look like a chola.
Yeah, Chrissy's being incredibly racist here. The equivalent of maybe blackface, maybe.
Yeah.
you do look like a cholo, though, for real.
Yeah.
Is that what you were going for?
No, I was just comfy. Pretty comfy that day,
yeah.
I guess.
I had no idea you were dressed like that. Actually, had no clue.
But blown up, I look skinnier, so I'm happy.
It looks cute. I like how you have your nails did, too.
Have your bracelets on and everything.
Bobby looks like he accidentally wandered into the
bathroom. Yeah. We'll get to you, Bobby. We'll get to you.
That's just raw.
Now, I'm going to give some sort of prize.
Who styled you, Michael?
Somebody, a blind man, actually.
Back to the Future.
If you can point out every single fashion disaster that I've done.
Well, you got your Hunger Games pendant.
Hunger Games pendant on.
That's the first thing that I noticed.
I'm wearing the Justin Bieber / Michael J. Fox Back to the Future 2 jacket.
Yes, it works for you.
Yeah.
And the way you're standing, you look like a mannequin.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
There's maybe a little Chris Angel in there, too, somewhere.
There's a little Chris Angel.
Look at this. What is this emo, like...
Just hate life.
Over one eye, long in the front, short in the back thing.
That's what I do. It's
I want to have a radio show. Fall out boy or something.
Yeah.
I like how
depressed all the time.
I like
about
how in
death.
The photo we're all randomly in the desert.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all notice that?
We're lost and now
we all just met in the
now we are
found.
We're in the desert and we're all glowing. Look at our aura.
Chris is like next top model pose. Look at that.
Thank you, boo. Chris.
Well, you know, they said we're going to have a photo shoot. I was like, girl, you got to come prepared. You know? Yeah.
I was thinking like corrupt attorney or something.
Yeah.
Zach, I remember when they were posing us, I was like, oh, God.
Zach is the stoner kid.
Yeah. Do you like the stoner kid, Zach?
Zach's nostrils are flaring. Look at that.
And then we got the cute couple over here.
Yeah, Roland and Eric.
Roland and Eric.
We're adorable.
But, you know, no matter how bad I look, Bobby evens me out. Because... If I have the white van, Bobby's at least driving it, and it was his idea.
Exactly.
He's got the creeper head that stands out right behind everybody.
All those pictures, we use that one.
But no, that's... Well, I mean, you have the same face in every single photo, though.
I know that.
Nothing changed. No, but it was good. Those are good. That's a good picture.
No, I love that picture.
I want to
pull
one of those air bubbles for Bobby. It just says, hi.
How you doing?
Free candy?
Yeah. The last MZ Live show we did was 2 years ago.
It's been
2 years since we've all seen each other like this.
Yeah.
And I moved back to Texas just to do this.
Just in time. Yes. And no one could ever replace you.
We tried.
Lord knows we tried.
We tried.
Yes, y'all did.
And those ladies were great and we love you. You were awesome. I mean, well, no, but, you know.
Sorry.
But you are the only one, girl.
That's right.
Amen to that. Cheers to her.
It was MZ Corporate worked so hard on that contract. She has so many stipulations that she has to have in order to do it, but we were able to work it all out.
Yeah. Dude,
#blessed.
I've always dreamed of being on a table like this, or like a what would you call this? A desk or something?
A booth.
A desk. All right, I don't know.
Yeah, and look, now we're here.
We're doing the show right here at Brown Lane Studios in Dallas, Texas.
That's awesome.
He's actually an amazing photographer.
Michael built the set, took the photo. He did everything. They do everything here at Brown Lane Studios.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's got some gorgeous high fashion models on his wall.
Brown-lane.com.
Good time.
All right.
Coming up, Gay Rant with Chris Sapphire and music by Galvanized Souls. But first, calling Gucci.
Break records of Louis, ate breakfast of Gucci.
Good afternoon. This is speaking.
Yeah, ma'am. I was looking to see on your website where y'all's brunch menu was.
I'm sorry, what menu?
I was looking for y'all's brunch menu.
I'm sorry, I think you've got the wrong number.
Is this Gucci?
Yes.
Kanye West say they eat breakfast at Gucci.
No, I think you have the wrong number.
This the Gucci store?
It is, uh-huh.
Then I got the right number.
What were you looking for, a brunch menu?
Yeah, because Kanye West say in his song, he said, having breakfast at Gucci. And so I was calling to see if I can get the same thing.
We don't do any food here.
Do you have the number for the place that does?
No, I think he has incorrect information.
Well, he said he went there. Kanye West never lied.
Well, unfortunately, sir, I can't help you with that.
Can I speak to your supervisor, please?
I am the supervisor.
Who's your supervisor?
She's not here right now.
What's her name?
There's no food served at Gucci.
But I understand what you're saying, but you have to understand what I'm saying. I would like to see where the brunch menu is.
I can't give you something that doesn't exist, okay?
Brunch exists. I didn't wake up this morning making up brunch.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm getting
a little aggressive, but I feel like, you know, some people get...
You have to calm down, first of all.
Please, who is your supervisor?
Yeah. Are you guys excited about MZ Now at all?
No.
Well, what is MZ Now?
Yeah, what is it? I don't know. No idea.
MZ Now online at mznow.tv.
A lot of people have followed us for many years, and there's some people who haven't just now joining us on our new venture, and they want to know more about us. So I thought, what would be the best way to get to know somebody than figuring out what their favorite album is? Like that they can remember the earliest favorite album.
Oh, okay. Mine's so
this
cheesy,
is good.
Dude.
This is really good.
I really don't want to share this.
No, it's good.
I still remember buying my first album.
Still have it?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's start with you, Chris. Can anybody guess who his favorite album would be?
Good. Selena.
That's good.
That's really good. That's a good guess.
No, that's incorrect.
I have a better idea.
Not my first album, though. No.
Madonna.
No.
No, he doesn't like Madonna.
Really?
I like Madonna, but I'm not a big Madonna fan.
Okay.
No. That was really good, though. Get you some. Yes, ma'am.
It's very obvious.
Britney Spears.
Some girl groups from back in the day?
Yes.
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls, which is a great album.
Yes, it is.
I own it as well.
Everybody wanted to be a Spice Girl.
Did you say Space Girls at first?
Yeah, maybe. You did. I love that.
What? Space Girls.
I still own mine.
Dude, that is the first CD I ever bought was the Spice Girls CD, and I still have it to this day, and I love it, and I cherish it.
I have that song ready to go.
All right, Chrissy, what was your favorite album that you can remember?
No Doubt.
Oh, dang it.
Is that it? No, it's not, but I
do love them.
Well, No Doubt, remember?
Give us a genre that they were
in. It was like alternative rock, right?
Alternative rock?
Of course.
Yeah, Matchbox 20?
No.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Dookie.
Do you have the time?
Blink-182.
To listen to me whine.
Let me tell you a quick story.
Really?
Wow. You dated him too?
No. Oh my God. But you know, I was in their video, Kill the DJ. I had a fight scene.
Cool. Wait, really?
Yeah, I was. You can look it up. Kill the DJ, Green Day. And
see, that's a rumor spread.
I did
about
a stunt. I wish we had an affair or something. Oh, no, man. I don't. He has a beautiful
wife. Put that online.
But anyways, listen. We had to keep doing this one scene, and Billy Joe kept like grabbing me, and I was like, oh man, we kept having to do this scene, and I was just like inside. I was so happy. I was trying to be a professional.
Yeah.
And he had to keep pulling me close to him, and I was just like, oh. floating away.
Yeah. Are you?
It was so awesome.
Do you find him attractive?
Yes, I do. Oh, man. I do. I just love the punk.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying to each their own. You know, to each their own, I guess.
All right, Roland, what's your favorite album that you can remember?
Okay, I'm really embarrassed by this. Well, it shouldn't be. I don't know. But I grew up in a pretty conservative household, so my first was DC Talk's Free at Last.
No way, really?
I've never heard of
I love that band. They're actually pretty popular in that Christian market.
Yeah, no, they are.
Michael Tate.
Remember Jesus Freak?
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite album.
I actually went to one Christian Sonic Rock concert.
Youth? Sonic Youth was good too.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
Sonic
too.
Youth.
Wow, that's crazy. You know,
I went to this Christian Rock concert at Six Flags. It is true. You know how you see those infomercials for like Christian music? Everyone is actually like with their hands up and they're all like feeling the spirit.
Besides this side of the table, Jesus is amazing, and he is just, when you feel the Holy Spirit, you can't help yourself.
Hallelujah.
Is that a Jesus plug?
So Zach Rose is here, and his favorite album. Zach, what was your favorite album?
Come on, I'm from the 80s. It's Huey Lewis.
This is a good song.
And Bobby, we didn't get yours because you're not supposed to be on this block. I don't know why you're still sitting here.
Dude,
my favorite album, and you guys don't laugh, my favorite album growing, it was a tie between Men in Black and this album right here. Space Jam soundtrack.
Yeah, you totally would like that. That's so
you. The money can't play above the rim.
That is so you.
Michael Zavala.
I wanted to see if you guys were excited about the return of Michael Zavala to radio.
Who?
Michael Zavala, he's coming back to radio.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
MZ Now. Just when you thought you knew the whole story.
You want the moon, Maori? Well, just try and take it from me.
Think again.
Find George Bailey by any means necessary.
Merry Christmas, you old building and lawn!
Nicholas Cage.
How bad you hurt, George?
My mouse bleeding, Bert!
Clarence, I thought you had wings.
I do, man. Watch this. Hang on.
Who is this?
Oh, your name is short enough. I'm coming for Zuzu's paddles.
Directed by Michael Bay.
I want a big one. That's right.
Dispatch, we found George Bailey. I repeat, we found George Bailey. Permission to shoot on sight.
Jaleel White, Paula Dean, Macaulay Culkin, Julie Andrews. Christmas will never be the same. It's a Wonderful Life 2. The rest of the story. Reloaded.
Goodbye, Mr. Potter.
Gayware, a bunch of gay stuff. Russian stuff. Sex days on fire. Moving stuff. Lifting stuff. Now here's Chris Sapphire.
Dude, I absolutely love that intro. Who made that?
That was me.
Oh, God, that's great. I'll never get over that.
He's all angry. He made one, too, but I picked mine.
Bobby, did you make that?
Yeah, we listened to mine whenever Elmer was on the show.
It felt so good hearing
that
again.
Still on that grudge.
So this is what I got from my gay rant, dude. This is the weirdest thing. So I'm finally moving out of the hood after living there in Pleasant Grove, which is an area here in Dallas. I'm moving out of the hood. I've lived there for like 21 years. And so we're trying to sell our house. We've had it online for like a month for sale and that. And so my mom brought this idea up to me. She's like, have you heard this thing that if you put a saint in the ground, your house will sell faster? And I was like, no, mom, that sounds kind of like voodoo.
Yeah.
And so we went to my aunt's house, and out of nowhere, my aunt goes, you know what? I heard this thing. It's a miracle that if you do this. And I was like, oh my God, that's weird. My mom was just telling me about that. So get this. I told my mom, let's try it. So she's out putting the little statue you know, by the for sale sign or whatever.
Yeah.
15 minutes later, a guy randomly shows up and puts a bid on the house.
That's
now,
fast.
Wow. Isn't that creepy?
That's awesome.
That's pretty weird. And supposedly, it's like a prayer to St. Joseph. I was raised Catholic, so all you Catholics out there.
Yeah.
But it really works. So if you're out there trying to sell your home, look that up. Stick a little statue of St. Joseph in the dirt and sell your cribbo.
These are insider tips.
Yeah. I mean, what are the odds of that happening? And we're selling our home for like $100,000. This dude was like, well, I can only give you like $90,000. That's pretty good to me. Let's sell it. So we're hoping that he shows up. So
it's
try
one of the,
it.
One of the saints,
Saint Joseph.
If you pray to him, does it matter?
You put him upside down in the dirt, facing the home you're trying to sell, 3 feet away from the for sale sign. And look what happened.
That's wow. Was Joseph a real estate agent back
then? St. Joseph was Jesus' baby daddy. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was a carpenter, right?
Yeah.
So that's why.
That's
why.
So there you go. So
it's biblical and
so
scientific.
That is the love testimony it. Of the day. Hallelujah, Jesus.
MZ Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a very interesting young man who's traveled from very far away to be with us tonight.
Zach Rose.
How we doing? Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the time. I just had one question for you. You guys really excited about MZ Now coming on the air?
Very much so. Can't wait. Yeah. I mean, just fired up.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you?
So excited.
Right?
Oh, I can barely sleep. I'm waiting. I'm just waiting.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
But how long you been a fan?
Oh, probably like 2 days now.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Wow. You hear it here. You hear it here, don't you? You hear it here. Did you have a good time? Yeah. Are you excited about Michael Zavala coming back on the air?
I don't know what that means.
Excited about the new show coming out, MZ Now?
Don't know nothing about it, brother.
Really? Michael Zavala?
No, I'm not interested.
Fair enough. Hey, guys. Are you excited about MZ Now coming back on the air? How do you feel?
I mean, I feel excited about who's it now?
MZ Now.
Michael Zavala's back, man. MZ Now's back.
MZ Now.
Engage.
Hey, this is Chris with Galvanized Souls. Check out our song Shut You Down and find us at galvanizedsouls.com.
One more shot, enjoy the pain, suffering, who was to blame? Powerless. It's all for show.
Don't miss the next MZ Now.
You extort pictures of your kid on Instagram.
Oh my God. Yes, I got. Yes,
that is hardcore.
Last night, I got my first ticket ever. I've never had a ticket in my
Speeding?
Life.
What?
No.
The police came, the fire department came, and he got a citation, and oh my gosh.
MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Call us up at 1-888-MZ-LIVE5.